Good morning. We're continuing with Yadam Hechoshab as we're learning a Klal Chavpeh's Simon Gimel. We left off, we read the Chayadim, and we wanted to add a few points. You notice in the Piskei Mishneh Berurah, he clarifies a few points over here in this halacha. First of all, he says that in case where the baguette is Naki, there's no concept of Shio Sezer Kibusoi, according to one opinion. The concept of Sharia is considered kibbutz, so it's considered automatically an act of kibbutz. Doesn't apply to a clean baggage. It's only a person who does not have intent for the purpose of kibbutz. That the footnote number 4 points out, even according to this opinion, the person would have kavana is going to, for the purpose of kibbutz is going to be a problem. Now the number 2, the Chayyim says that. The Gezer Shema Yisrael only applies up to Mayim Rabin, like the Chayyim himself mentions later on. So when he says that it's Gezer Mirabanan, you can't put water on this baggad, even according to opinion that soaking a clean baggad is mutter. If you squeeze it out, it's considered it's usur, and the xerah the bottom, you might come to squeeze it out. That only applies if it gets significantly soaked. That's what the derech was to squeeze the baguette out. If it gets slightly wet, that wouldn't apply. It wouldn't apply. This xerah that you might come to be soaked something only applies by baguette, something which people mind the fact that it's wet. A person has shmatas that they use for cleaning. And sometimes they leave it wet, so they don't mind the fact that the shmata is wet, because that's what they do with it. They just take it as is and put it into the washing machine when it's wet, so the gzeirah shem yisrael doesn't apply. Person has a towel, the towel gets wet. A derech is nobody says not to squeeze out the towel. There is to take the towel as is, throw it into the washing machine. So people are not mocked with it. So this concern, he says, a case where the table got wet. With water, and the person wants to soak it up with a towel. There's not a gzeirah shem yisrael on our towels, because the derech is not to squeeze them out. And so we soak them and take them as is and throw them into the washing machine. That's this concept of something which you're not mocking it alone. Even because I'm at the Xeria, you might come to be circuit. It doesn't apply to something that you're not mocked, but you don't mind the fact that it's wet. The Chayyim will give an example later on. A person uses a garment that he's wearing to soak up some water, to absorb some water, so that over there is Xeria Shemi Yisrael, because you don't like the fact that your garment is wet. But not something like a towel, which we use. Now, notice the Chayyim is one case where a person, what fell into the table was water, and he's soaking up the water. If what fell on the table is juices, etc., which they dirty the baguette, so everybody holds it, there's no concept of the shiyosis of kibusai. But even something of that sort, it itself dirties the baguette, we're going to have an interesting machlokes in regards to what happens when you circuit it. So, let's say there's dirt in the garment. The garment is dirty. You put and some now some juice gets onto the garment. You squeeze out the juice. So there's juice that's going to remain behind. So the garment's going to remain dirty because of the juice which is there, sticky, etc. But the dirt which was there beforehand, some of that will be removed through the act of skhita. So you're going to have an interesting situation where the skhita is going to be cleansing some of the dirt which was there prior, but it cannot totally remove the stickiness of the liquid which is there, which is just came in now. So it will not create a full cleansing situation. It will create a partial cleansing situation. But does that go into the concept of skhita? That's something we have to clarify. So, a case where grape juice spilled on the table, or orange juice, or apple juice, so those are very sticky types of things. They're sugary and sticky, and therefore they will dirty the bag that you put there, the towel that you put there. But the person might not like that sitting with all that liquid. He might go and squeeze it out before he puts it into the wash, even if that be true. Is squeezing it out something which is a problem that we have to make exera shemi yisra? In number 7, the Pesukim Mishmor points out that it is appropriate to be machmer according to the opinion which is that the act of shri is considered kibbutz even by a beggar which is nuki. Therefore, he says that even putting a small amount of water is going to be yasser because of that shita. Besim, we'll move on to the next siman. Has an interesting hechadimsa, which is probably not something again nowadays, but we're going to learn it anyway because there's some interesting points there to clarify. Have a good day.